Right, let's take a final look at your sport this afternoon. In some cricket, the Proteas have put themselves in a good position against Sri Lanka in the second innings on day two, as they lead by 281. Now, Aiden Markram missed out on a half century earlier as he contributed 47 runs before being dismissed. Earlier on, to end off the first innings, Marco Jansen starred with the ball after lunch, as the Proteas' quick bowlers dismantled Sri Lanka's batters 42 all out this afternoon. Jansen was the big destroyer, taking 7 wickets for just 13 runs in 7 overs. Themba Bavuma and Tristan Stubbs are currently at the crease building partnership. The score there, 132, with a loss of 3 wickets after 40 overs. And then over to some rugby. Hollybet Sharks coach John Plumtree has gone all out with the squad he selected to battle the DHL Stormers in their United Rugby Championship Coastal Derby on Saturday. Now back in the side are props Oxenchea and Vincent Koch, Scottish international Dylan Richardson, Springbok captain Sia Khaleesi, who will captain the side in the absence of the injured Eben Etzebeth, brothers Jaden and Jordan Hendricks, try-scoring machine Makazolo Mampimpi, Lukanyo Am, Apelele Fasi and Grant Williams as well. Coach Plumtree says the tricky part was building after the international break, where the bulk of the Springbok players were out on tour.
I think just combining, we would have loved to carry on after Munster. You can see how well we progressed as a team from Glasgow to Munster, and then you lose that type of momentum with the month's break. They go and play for the Springboks. Now we work really hard to get plans for them early so they can have a look over them when they're coming back from the UK.
And then closing off with some football, Manchester United head coach Ruben Amorim admits he can't wait to experience being in the Old Trafford atmosphere for the first time. Now, his first home game in charge of his new club is a Europa League tie against Bodo Glimt tonight.
Before the match, it will be like a new sensation. But after the whistle, it will be one more game, and we want to win that match.
And then Tottenham welcome Roma to North London, while under pressure, Rangers manager Philippe Clement takes his team to Nice. That's all from me. I'll be back with the latest in your sport tomorrow morning. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.